This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Thanks for joining us. Heal the hearts, heal the homes, heal the hoods. That's the mantra of Heal the Hood, an annual event that brings the Milwaukee community together for a block party and resource fair. Heal the Hood is where you can get live entertainment, free food, fellowship, and resources related to housing, jobs, health, and so much more. This year, Heal the Hood is celebrating 12 years of service to the community. And founder Ajumu Butler says this year feels magical. Butler spoke with WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell about how the Heal Hood came to be what it is today.
So I've done these for a couple years, right? We've had these conversations, but there might still be some people out there, some of our listeners, some Milwaukeeans who are like, Heal the Hood, never heard of that. So let's just give like a brief synopsis, you know, of what Heal the Hood is and how it became this annual block party and resource fair.
May 26, 2012 is when we first did Heal the Hood. And essentially Heal the Hood has grown to two major arms. One is our leadership development work and anti-development work in the school systems, after-school programs, youth development agencies. We do a lot of staff and corporate professional developments, right? How do we connect the teachers to the students socially, emotionally wise? How do we build that gap? How do we help with classroom management? We go into a ton of youth serving agencies and we have these audits, if you will, where we look at their structure, right? How are they working as a team? How are they working on themselves as individuals in this heavy line of service work, especially when you're talking about dealing with our kids, right? So there's this whole educational arm of Heal the Hood where, I mean, we travel all throughout Wisconsin. This year alone, we've been to Green Bay, Eau Claire, Madison, Wisconsin Dells. So we just keep it rocking and rolling. We do a lot of work with early Head Start education centers, just youth engagement, parental engagement, and staff development. Then you have Heal the Hood, our actual block party. Last year, we had to post, you know, between 13 to 1,500 people in attendance last year. No violence, no none of that shenanigans, not never, not ever. And what makes it so heavily attended is all of that work that I just mentioned. We might go, you know, within between one Heal the Hood and the next Heal the Hood, we might mess around and hit 12 schools, 12 youth serving organizations, 12 corporate spaces at the very least. That's just in Milwaukee. So when it comes time to do the block party, everybody can purchase. This year, we got about 62 vendors. This is the most we ever had. This is about to be enormous. That's what has grown to, again, our major resource fair and resource dump. And I want to be clear that Heal the Hood is not just a block party, but we come kick it, free food, da, da, da. That's a big component of it. But a bigger piece of it is the resource dump that we do, right? We make sure that we eliminate certain barriers for those who may not have access to food resources, housing resources, medical resources, financial resources, educational, youth development resources. And I always tell people, if you come to Heal the Hood and you go to every table that we got and you collect a business card, a pamphlet, or a flyer, I guarantee within that stack of merch, you're going to have everything that you need to set your life on a different trajectory. Whether you're trying to do health and wellness, right? Whether you need some social, emotional, and mental health aid and assistance, whether you got some medical things going. I mean, we got so many. It's a resource dump. Heal the Hood was started humble beginnings in 2012. It was a few people we was working together. We wanted to just do something in our community, you know, raise some awareness, teach and preach, entertain, feed the people. You understand? So we just called it Heal the Hood, a Heal the Hood block party. And what kind of grew into being able to finesse and get the schools and blah, blah, blah. Like, cause I ain't never set out on no trajectory to be no healer, no teacher, no preacher. That wasn't the plan. We planned the block party. That was the plan. Right. So at our first Heal the Hood, like we had, you know, 30, 40, 50 people there. We gave away free food, but it was in paper bags. It was fruit, like something to drink. We talk about basic. Last year, we fed like 700 people. That's exponential growth, and that's beautiful service. So we make sure that people get fed mentally, physically, spiritually, practically, resourcefully. You will be fed when you come to a Heal the Hood block party.
What do you think sets Heal the Hood apart from other community events, like whether it's a block party or another resource fair? Like, is it the work y'all do year round leading up to the block party resource fair? Like, what do you think sets Heal the Hood apart?
That's a big component right there, that annual work. Because like I said, it's really just like everybody we tap in with throughout the year, we all converge on one block and we say, hey, we celebrate love, life, liberty, you know what I'm saying? Healing, growth, maturity, smiles, all of that good jazz, right? But I think a couple of things that may set us apart we are very inclusive in the sense of, if you have a desire in your heart to help inner city children, then you can rock with us at Heal the Hood. We got a bunch of different allies who are all different colors, mug, white, brown, up, down. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the goal is always, how do we serve inner city Milwaukee? How do we serve Black Milwaukee, brown Milwaukee, underprivileged and underserved Milwaukee? And so with that being said, when you come to Heal the Hood, you're going to see the Muslims, the Christians, the politicians, the gangsters in them. You're going to see the street brothers and sisters. You're going to see the educators. You're going to see the common 9-to-5er. You're going to see the parents. You're going to see the young, the old. And it's literally just a mesh of, we all want better for our city. We got so many collaborators. Some of the people who we've had over the last several years, like maybe the last 3 years, I would have never guessed they even knew about Heal the Hood or what it like. But that just goes to show that our name and the brand thereof is being spoken in places that I'm truly not even in, but they see the work, they love the work, they want to support the work, and we welcome that. So I think that's a factor. We got a different level of consistency, too. We've been able to finance ourselves very well. We do get a lot of support from city and county, sponsorship dollars. But prior to that, when we was kind of just doing it hand over fist, we was making magic happen. We was rubbing pennies together and making dollars. You know what I'm saying? And it was so impactful to do it. And I think just making that, having that dedication, that different type of dedication. And we truly are sincere. We really do this work from a position of servitude, from a real posture of giving and a posture of love. And we got God in the midst of this movement. When we say healing is our religion, you see it on the shirt, on the logos, on all of this type of stuff. Like, that's a thing. Like, I got that tattooed on my shoulder here. Healing is my religion. And I truly believe that no matter what your biblical text is, no matter what your situation is, I guarantee that you believe that you should do good to other people, right? I do believe that everybody want to see less violence in all of these different sectors and nonprofit to the business world, to the political world. And everybody wants to see better for the city that they live in. So if that's the objective, then we say let's collaborate. Collaboration over competition is always a factor that adds to the growth of Heal the Hood and the longevity of Heal the Hood, for sure.
You know, you talked about what you think sets you all apart from, you know, other organizations who might be doing block parties or resource fairs. But for those orgs that are looking at y'all at Heal the Hood, if they want to do something similar or just anything for their neighborhood, what advice would you give to them?
I would say, first of all, come to Heal the Hood and come with a different perspective and lens. Come taking notes. Like, Heal the Hood is going to trap you with the socializing, with the entertainment, great music. You're going to be dancing at one point. Then you're over here because you saw your class friend you ain't seen in 3 years and all of this. But I've literally told somebody, like, before you do your event, just come down to Heal the Hood right quick. I want y'all to just look at our structure, look at the layout, look at our volunteers, look at our food service area. Look at how we align our vendors. I give that game on that tip. So that's the first energy. I would say, let's figure out them objectives, because we can't just pull up in the ghettos and say, boom, we're doing an event. We want y'all to, you know what I'm saying? Like, tap in with the ghettos that we're going to. Get your feet on the ground and see what's going on over there. Like, you know, we was doing some canvassing. We tapping in with the local drunk standing on the corner, smoking dope. You know what I'm saying? We tapping in with them, giving them Heal the Hood flyers. We going to the high school over there. We going to the businesses over there. Like, we door to door with it. Like, tap in with the hood. Like, people got to learn to build their brand off of social media. Get out here and figure out how to serve and meet people's practical needs. Collaboration. Again, collaboration. It takes a lot of money to do, you know, things like Heal the Hood, especially to the capacity and how large in which we do. We just got 8 billboards up. That costs pay. But when you do collaboration right, when you do partnerships right, and people understand the value of the movement that you bring to the table, they'll say, okay, I got 1,000 on the tube, 10,000, 5,000, whatever that may look like, because they believe in your movement because your movement shows results. And that's where that service come in. Like, the work is so sincere, and we'll do this work on our hands and our knees. We'll do this work with no thank you. We'll do this work with no money, with no rewards, with no accolades. We have just been blessed to do it standing up right instead of on our hands and knees. We've just been blessed enough to not have to rub pennies together to make dollars no more, and we playing with money to make the movement move forward. We've been blessed enough to serve from a different posture. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that.
That was Ajumu Butler, the founder of Heal the Hood. He spoke with WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell, about the 12th annual Heal the Hood Block Party and Resource Fair. The event is taking place this Saturday, May 25th, between Dr. Martin Luther King Drive and 6th and Center Street.